It's the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
I'm going to watch the trailer for the finale of Bachelor Pad.
Ooh.
Somebody starts crying, this poor girl.
Are you kidding me? What is wrong with you?
No. Oh, that's Rachel.
Yeah, Rachel.
Let me talk to her. Get your sorry, pathetic ass out here now. Oh, my God.
I think they call it disturbing. Oof.
Snap.
Yeah, they say it's the most disturbing finale ever.
Bring him in.
All right, Michael and Ed from Bachelor Pad. Good morning. Welcome to Kiss 92.5, the Roz and Mocha Show. Michael's ready to go. Yeah.
What's up, guys? Good to be back here.
Hold on. Are you doing? Are you a musician now? Is that the deal? Did you sign a record deal?
No, I don't have a
musician.
Thanks, Ed. I don't have a record deal, but okay. I mean, I've been playing music for 10 years. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and it's going well?
It's going very well, yeah.
Is this like you suddenly need a new way to meet girls rather than reality television? Like,
That's what it was, just from the bottom of my heart. I needed more women. Yeah, I had an EP release, and it hit top 20 on the iTunes charts. So,
wow.
Yeah, things are going well. Music.
And you're what?
I have no other talents. Okay. I only do reality TV.
He's a fierce juggler.
Ed, I got to ask you, are you still talking to Jacqueline these days?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Jacqueline is an awesome chick.
How many times did you hook up with her in the house in Bachelor Pad?
Never.
Really?
Come on, dude.
You're like
in between 0 and 1,000.
How's that? I say 1,000. I think it's probably close to 1,000. I say this about you. When you start drinking, Ed, I fear that young men are going to watch you on television because you give like a learning annex on how to be a player, on how to, you really do, on how
That's
to get a
I'm
woman
drinking.
To do.
Wait,
it's like you're like a Navy SEAL who gets drunk one night and puts a YouTube video up showing kids how to make bombs. It's like you have a responsibility.
Like a scud missile just coming in.
You are so
focused.
Good at that game that I think that when you start drinking, you're very irresponsible with your power.
No, it's an accidental power, really.
Really?
I mean, I don't try. I'm not good at doing that.
But you know what? For somebody like Jacqueline on the show, she totally fell for every single thing that you were saying. Like, you told her straight up, you weren't looking for a relationship, you were interested in somebody else, and this girl was still hanging on to you.
Well, I think she appreciated me being honest with her. You know, I mean, yeah. I wasn't there, like, to game. I was there for spring break, really.
Right.
I mean, I wasn't there to win.
Yeah, but the way she took it was, I love that you're honest. Let's date.
Yeah, I know.
No.
Like, never before on television has somebody said, listen, I'm not into you. I probably still like the girl back home.
Right.
This isn't going to work out, so you still want to sleep with me?
Yes! Like, never before have I seen that,
I'm
ever.
Just as baffled about
it. He was sober at that point.
Michael Stagliano and Ed Swiderski from Bachelor Pad are here inside the Kiss 92.5 studios. It's the Roz and Mocha Show.
So what happened? Everybody's freaking out over this finale that's happening. What goes down? Why is Chris Harrison saying that it's disturbing?
Here's a better answer.
Yes.
What doesn't go down?
Okay.
I'm serious. There's a long list.
It's a carnival of activities that go on during this thing. And I'm sitting there, and I was actually coming from Vegas the day before. I almost missed the whole finale. I told him just to do it without
me. Really?
Because I'm like, you know, I'm tired. But I show up there, and I'm just kind of a mute the whole time. And I'm watching this thing happen in front of me, and I'm just blown away at the multiple things that go on throughout the whole show.
Another way to put it is this. Every Monday, I'm usually like, oh, yeah, Bachelor's on. Make sure you tune in. It's going to be great. If you miss this finale, you're an idiot. Like, it will be probably some of the best television of the year, I'll stand behind that 100%.
Michael,
it's unbelievable.
Do you talk to Rachel at all still?
I do. You're going to have to pay attention at the finale to see how it all goes down. But we're absolutely still friendly and still talk a lot.
Like this, by looking at the trailer, it looks like does somebody come out as like gay, or does somebody, like what happens?
Can you imagine we were like,
SWAT's
gay.
And Michael.
SWAT's
it's me.
Gay.
It's me.
Well, here's the other
at
thing.
At first, this is what I thought. When I see Rachel crying, and how can you do this to me? In my head, I'm like, oh my God, Michael's totally gay.
Back it up. It was directed at me.
If you don't correct me right now, I will start
100%
telling everybody.
Could you imagine
that you
come like,
out.
Rachel, you thought you knew me.
Roz has been
not. Way off.
Okay, so where are you performing? place. The Sterling Room is where you're doing your show, right,
Yeah,
Michael?
Loving it. Super stoked. Was here last summer at the Sterling Room and had a blast.
Okay.
And we're coming back to play. We have two sold-out acoustic shows now, tonight and tomorrow night.
Now, you play all your own stuff, or do you play other people's stuff?
I play all my own stuff, and I do like three or four covers, actually.
Love couple love songs? Covers.
Is that couple what you love do? Songs.
No.
I take yeah. That's a little preview for my new single.
Really?
Called Ha Ha Ha.
I'm going.
You heard it here first, folks.
And you just hang out. You're just along for the ride.
I'm
Ed,
a groupie.
Right?
I just came along to be in the audience. Cheer up.
Well, you do have a thing for Canadian girls, right?
I do, yeah.
Oh!
What?
Throwback. Oh my God, are we going to go there?
Yeah, very well.
You didn't make it all the way to the end like I did.
I know.
Fell in love, though, so that's great.
But you guys have shared a girl since, though, right?
I can assume. Yes, several.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Michael, Ed, thanks so much for hanging out on the Roz and Mocha Show today.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's #1 hit music station, KISS 92.5.